Introduction. Welcome to stage 3 of our course. Data Product Management for Financial Services. A journey for the Vice President. In this stage, we will focus on the essential tools and techniques for effective data management. As a Vice President in the financial services industry, you are well aware of the critical role that data plays in making informed decisions. Today, we will explore how to harness tools like Excel, Tableau, and SQL Server to elevate your data analysis and visualization skills. By the end of this session, you will gain practical insights that will not only enhance your workflow but also contribute to your career advancement in the data-driven world of financial services. Main content. Overview of essential tools. Excel, Tableau, SQL Server. Let's begin by discussing the three cornerstone tools for data management. Excel, Tableau, and SQL Server. Excel is a familiar platform for many, offering powerful functionalities for data manipulation and analysis. It's user-friendly, making it a perfect choice for those who prefer a low-code approach. Tableau, on the other hand, is designed for creating stunning visuals that help stakeholders grasp complex data insights at a glance. It allows you to transform raw data into interactive dashboards without extensive coding knowledge. Lastly, SQL Server serves as a robust backend for data storage and retrieval. Understanding how to write basic SQL queries will enable you to extract and manipulate data effectively, setting the foundation for deeper analysis. In addition to these tools, it's worth mentioning their integration capabilities. For example, you can easily import data from SQL Server into Excel for further analysis or use Tableau to visualize data sourced from SQL databases. This interconnectedness enhances your data management capabilities, allowing for a more seamless workflow. Data visualization techniques with Tableau. Now, let's dive into Tableau. Visual storytelling is vital in the financial sector, where data must not only inform but also persuade. With Tableau, you can create various visualizations such as bar charts, line graphs, and heat maps. For instance, if you're analyzing customer service responses, a heat map could effectively showcase peak times for inquiries, helping you allocate resources more efficiently. Remember, the goal is to present data in a way that's easy to understand and actionable. Moreover, Tableau offers features like tooltips and filters that allow users to interact with the data visualizations. For instance, if you were to create a dashboard displaying sales performance, stakeholders could hover over data points to see additional metrics or filter the data by specific time periods or product lines. This interactivity enhances engagement and helps drive decision-making based on real-time insights. Basic SQL queries for data extraction and manipulation. Next, we turn to SQL Server. Even as we adopt a low-code approach, understanding basic SQL queries is invaluable. With commands like select, where, and join, you can extract specific insights from large datasets. For example, if you want to analyze customer interactions, a simple query could help you filter data by date or customer segment, allowing you to focus on what's most relevant. This skill will empower you to draw insights that support your strategic objectives. Additionally, it's essential to understand how to perform aggregations with SQL. For example, using the group by clause can help you summarize data, such as calculating the total sales per region. This capability is critical in the financial services industry, where understanding trends and patterns in data can lead to more strategic decision-making. Using Excel for data analysis and reporting. Moving on to Excel, let's discuss how to utilize its features for data analysis and reporting. Functions like VLOOKUP and pivot tables can simplify complex datasets, allowing you to generate reports efficiently. Suppose you need to analyze sales performance across different regions. Using a pivot table can help you summarize and compare sales figures effortlessly. This not only saves time but also enhances the accuracy of your reports. In addition to these functions, Excel's data visualization capabilities, such as charts and graphs, can further enhance your presentations. For example, you can create a line chart to visualize sales trends over time, making it easier for stakeholders to grasp the performance trajectory at a glance. Utilizing these features effectively can significantly improve your reporting and data storytelling. Best practices for data governance and compliance, e.g., HIPAA considerations. Finally, as you navigate these tools, we must address the importance of data governance and compliance, especially in a regulated industry like financial services. Ensuring that your data practices adhere to HIPAA guidelines is crucial. This means implementing secure data storage solutions, maintaining accurate access controls, and regularly auditing your data management processes. By prioritizing compliance, you not only protect your organization but also build trust with your clients. Furthermore, establishing a data governance framework can help ensure that data is accurate, available, and secure. This includes defining data ownership, implementing data quality standards, and training employees on data management best practices. By fostering a culture of data stewardship, you can enhance the integrity and reliability of your data assets. Conclusion. In conclusion, mastering these tools and techniques is essential for any vice president in the financial services sector. By leveraging Excel, Tableau, and SQL Server effectively, you can enhance your data analysis and visualization skills, enabling you to make informed, data-driven decisions. As you continue your journey toward career advancement, remember that proficiency in these tools will set you apart as a leader in your field. Reflection questions. 1. How can you apply the data visualization techniques learned today to improve stakeholder communication within your organization? 2. Reflect on a specific project where SQL queries could have enhanced your data analysis. What insights could you have derived? 3. What steps will you take to ensure compliance with data governance standards in your current data management practices? Thank you for joining me in this stage. I look forward to seeing you in the next one, where we will build on these foundational skills.